We often hear people moan about how hard it is for students today. Well, instead of complaining about the issues they face, we challenge you to pray for the students to be able to handle all those issues and be victorious. We'll be using a list of 10 things to pray for students that came from the Rooted organization, whose mission is to equip and empower churches and parents to faithfully train students toward lifelong faith in Jesus Christ. Will you stop and pray for students to be victors rather than victims in school? Father God, we lift up these students in the schools in our county, in the schools that we are committed to praying for. And we ask, God, that you would give them faith and trust. We ask that they would use this time to help them to grow, that they would be able to understand what it means to walk by faith and not by sight from all the crazy things that go on at school, the different things that they're tempted to do, the things that they're taught or not taught, all the different things that happen. We know that they will grow in faith by hearing your word, so we pray for opportunities that they would be able to hear your word and put it into practice. We pray for their growth in character and in hope. May they find you to be their living hope. Father, we pray that the children will be taught what it means to rejoice even in sufferings. Maybe they might be persecuted for being a Christian or wearing something that has a statement on it about you. We pray that they would be resilient, persistent, and that they would pass these hardships as victors and victorious, showing love instead of vengeance. We pray for them to have peace during all these crazy things that are going on. We pray that they would learn to trust in you and not lean on their own understanding, and that they would pray about everything, and that you would grant them that peace that would guard their hearts and minds in you, and that they might rest in your goodness and in your promises, that they would have companionship with Christ, that they would not ever feel alone, that they would know that you are with them at all times, no matter what is going on. Father, we pray that they would have a love for your word, that they would hunger and thirst after it. We're going to be praying in the future, God, about bring your Bible to school day. And so we pray, God, that they would be bold at bringing their Bibles. We pray, God, for their physical health, that you would watch over their bodies, especially as they come back to school, and many end up getting sick the first couple of weeks, oftentimes, especially in the elementary. We pray, God, that they would be protected. We also pray for healthier foods that they would eat. We lift up their health mentally and emotionally. So many of them are at different phases in their lives. But God, we pray that you would grant them healthy minds, healthy ideas, healthy thoughts, and be taught positive things so that nothing would affect them that way. We pray, God, that they would learn to have friends who will support them and lift them up and not harass them and tear them down. We pray that they would be in an environment where they'd be able to learn. We pray that everything that's going on, God, that it would be a place of peace and clarity, good classroom management by the teachers, and that students would participate and not just fight back, that would be less discipline. We also pray for the new children, that it's always a big deal coming to school and learning to get to know others. We pray, God, that they will be able to assimilate and adjust quickly, and that there will be the leaders that will have them connect with some other students and help them be able to guide them around the schools. And Father, we pray, God, that you will do such a mighty work in these students, that they would feel empowered by the armor of God, that they would know that you are with them at all times and are fill them with your strength and boldness and courage to be able to withstand whatever comes their way and be more than conquerors. In Jesus' name.